And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
KKB Iowa News. Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Like in all election seasons, Pennsylvania is an important swing state for a presidential candidate to court. And there's one word that keeps circulating in conversations about Pennsylvania: fracking. During last week's debate, President Donald Trump framed his opponent, Vice President Joe Biden, as an enemy to the fracking industry. Biden does support fracking, but not on public lands, and his climate plan imagines a slow move away from fossil fuels and to renewable energy. Trump framed his opponent's climate change plan as something that will kill his chances in Pennsylvania. But let's step back here. Is Pennsylvania really such a monolith when it comes to fracking support? And how do Pennsylvanians feel about climate change? Joining me today to talk about this is Rachel McDevitt, energy reporter for State Impact Pennsylvania, based in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you recently spoke, I understand, to a lot of Pennsylvanian voters about how they feel about climate change. Can you give me a little bit about the themes you heard from these voters?
Right. So we put an online survey up on our website on State Impact Pennsylvania, and about 200 people got back to us. About half of them said they want to see that move, that shift to clean energy through investment, through mandates, through incentives to encourage it. And they emphasized a move away from fossil fuels. And other popular topics included a carbon policy to either price carbon or limit carbon emissions, strict regulations on other types of pollution, and jobs programs to retrain fossil fuel workers and encourage, again, that shift to clean energy.
That's interesting. Who would have thunk? What are we seeing in polling data about how Pennsylvanians feel about climate change?
So polls tell us that around 70% of Pennsylvanians accept climate change is happening and they want their lawmakers to do more about it. That's 70% figure. But there is a divide in opinion by party. I'm sure that's no surprise. It's much less important for Republican voters. A Franklin and Marshall College poll from last year, they do a lot of polling specifically in Pennsylvania. They found only about 40% of Republicans think climate change is causing problems now compared to 85% of Democrats.
Is Pennsylvania such a monolith when it comes to fracking support as Trump seems to believe?
I don't think Pennsylvania is a monolith in really any issue, and fracking is probably no different. There was a recent CBS YouGov poll that found 52% of registered voters in Pennsylvania oppose fracking. That's similar to other polls. Franklin and Marshall College in January this year found 44% of voters in the state oppose shale gas drilling, and 48% support it. But they also found 48% support a ban on fracking. I do think it's important to point out that fracking can be kind of a charged word. So if you ask how people feel about fracking versus gas drilling, you could get some different results. But they're pretty evenly divided on the issue, it looks like.
And this has been a fight that's been going on for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think fracking has been controversial since it started in the state. The boom really started about a decade ago. People who live near those sites, those well sites, have complained about health effects. Some people who leased their land to gas companies say they were cheated out of royalties. And just this year, our attorney general released a grand jury report that detailed numerous health and environmental complaints against the industry. But by and large, the state legislature has largely been supportive of the industry and welcoming for it in the state.
There's an interesting quote in your story that I've got to play. This is from voter Jacob Griffith Rosenberger, who lives in the Pittsburgh area. He's talking about how some say shifting to clean energy will mean huge job losses.
And so a solution to that kind of scaremongering is saying, okay, sure, we're going to lose jobs associated with coal and fracking and natural gas, but we're going to gain all these jobs working on renewable energy.
Is that something you hear as an energy reporter, that it's not so much about the industry, but more about the number of jobs?
Jobs are definitely a big talking point, especially in our state legislature, which is controlled by Republicans. We have a Democratic governor. But our lawmakers routinely make statements that doing good for the environment or trying to fight climate change is going to cost those energy jobs and hurt the economy. They make it a choice, which green energy advocates argue is a false one. And it's important to point out that all total energy jobs in the Commonwealth make up less than 5% of Pennsylvania's total workforce.
That is very interesting. Let's move on to renewable energy. Is it picking up steam in Pennsylvania at all?
It is a little bit. The state released a report this year that shows clean energy jobs are among the fastest growing in the state. They grew at over 8% between 2017 and 2019. They do use a broad term for clean energy. They include jobs in energy efficiency, that's in like HVAC, heating, cooling, air conditioning systems. But that sector added almost 7,800 jobs between 2017 and 2019 to reach a total of around 100,000 jobs. But those numbers are for the pre-pandemic, before COVID-19 came and there were lots of shutdowns. So it is likely that at least some of those jobs were lost.
Very informative stuff. Rachel McDevitt, energy reporter for Estate Impact Pennsylvania. She's based in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I want to thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.